testing with binomial proportions, the case with a large sample. A typical example of hypothesis testing with a binomial proportion could be this. The null hypothesis say the error probability PE is 10 to the minus 9. In this case, PE is a binomial proportion because each execution of the system is a Bernoulli trial and we just count the errors over a number of trials. So to run an experiment, we run n tests of the system. We count the number of errors, x, and then x will be binomially distributed with n trials and a binomial proportion PE. And this x can be used as a test statistic.
To learn the hypothesis test, it is useful to start by recalling the confidence interval. And we should remember this formula for the confidence interval of the binomial proportion P when the sample size n is large. And here we can see how we have used the standard normal distribution, which is justified by the central limit theorem when n is large. And we have estimated the standard deviation here just by using the formula for the standard deviation and replacing the true proportion P with the estimate hat P. Now this hat P is the number of errors or the number of successes divided by n. And that's the point estimate in estimation theory. So when n is large, this estimator hat P is going to have the normal distribution like this. Now let's move on and see what this looks like in hypothesis testing. The test statistic we are using, x, is the number of errors. And we are also talking about hat PE, which is defined by x divided by the number of trials n. So hat PE is the fraction of errors, x is the number of errors. And since n here is a constant, these two variables will have the same distribution just with the scaling factor n, which you can see here and here. So we get this mean and this standard deviation. Now, these are mu and sigma under H0, the hypothesized mu and hypothesized sigma. Let's spell out H0 again. It says that the error rate is equal to PE prime. So we have simply inserted the hypothesized value for the true and unknown value here in the formula, and we get a distribution under H0. Now, using that distribution under H0, we can normalize in the same way as we did before. We subtract the mean and we divide by the standard deviation. That gives us this formula. A test statistic which has the standard normal distribution. And we can use that in our decision making in the same way as we have used a Z statistic before. So the Z statistic, the Z here is a test statistic, and we use it exactly as we have used Z statistics before.
Hypothesis test with a binomial distribution. So to summarize, we have considered the null hypothesis stipulates a certain error probability P prime E, the normal distribution. So we normalize the test. If the sample is large, we can use the standard statistic X by subtracting the mean and dividing by the standard deviation, both of which are known under the null hypothesis for a binomial distribution. And then we can complete the test in the same way as we did for a mean with known standard deviation. With a two-sided test, we consider the absolute value of z and compare it to z alpha half. In the one-sided case, we take the value of z and compare it to z alpha. So this decision is exactly the same as we have had with the mean. The only difference is in how we normalize to get the z statistic. Thank you.